This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katree. Missouri's insurance department says it has recovered $7.7 million so far this year for consumers with complaints about their insurance companies or coverage. The department said this week it fielded more than 10,000 written inquiries and complaints and more than 16,000 phone calls from consumers through the first 9 months of the year. Common complaints have involved denials of claims and processing delays. Most of the reported problems involve health insurance, followed by auto and homeowner coverage. Officials say consumers should contact the department if they come to an impasse with their insurer about a claim. The annual homecoming festivities at MU include several service events as a part of the tradition. This year, the service organization Tigers Taming Hunger reports donations are exceeding expectations. Student volunteers for the organization collect canned food contributions and monetary donations for the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri. This year, the service committee that organizes the event decided to push for more cash donations. Jordan Klackner is the director of the service committee and says they accepted cash donations last year but did not encourage it like they have this year.
We've really pushed the fact that $1 is equivalent to 15 pounds of food for the food bank, and I think that fact is really striking to a lot of people.
Klackner says monetary donations have doubled from last year. The event has already raised $3,000 and lasts through Sunday. The Jefferson City Public Works and Planning Committee submitted plans today to the Environmental Quality Commission for a potential bike loop. Jefferson City City Engineer Matt Marash says many bicycle groups have requested roadway markings and signs in addition to the current designated path from the Katy Trail to the Capitol.
They're asking in this request to just more or less designate that as a loop or a bicycle, get some kind of designation where we can put up signs for motorists, make them aware that they're likely to encounter bicycles on that route.
The potential bike loop would be an expansion of signage and pavement markings totaling more than 16 miles. The commission will meet next week with the bicycle plan on the agenda for discussion. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and a Republican challenger Todd Agin face off tonight in their last scheduled senatorial debate. The candidates for U.S. Senate tackled issues like health care, the state's budget, and higher education at their first debate in Columbia in September. Congressman Todd Agin was also questioned about his controversial comments on rape and pregnancy. McCaskill has since followed up with a series of ads featuring rape survivors. University of Missouri political science professor John Petrosik says two online polls taken early this month showed McCaskill up 6 points over Agin. Petrosik believes the rape controversy will be a hot topic at tonight's debate.
The debate represents, I would assume, in terms of goals, is for him to shade this reputation of being an ideological extremist, and for her part, she wants to reinforce it at every turn.
The candidates will meet at Clayton High School outside of St. Louis, and the debate will broadcast live at 7 o'clock tonight on KBIA. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Katree.